So in the last lesson, we went through the different types of content that you can create for social media. We've looked at developing or creating a content strategy. To actually physically create the content, there's a couple of ways that you can go about it. If you are very tech savvy, you can post directly from your phone, or you can use a tool like Canva. Now, when it comes to scheduling, Canva will be one of the scheduling tools. So I'll be running through how to set up scheduling through Canva as well. But as a business owner, having a Canva account makes life so much easier. Now, gone are the days where when I first started, I was spending a ridiculous amount of money on Adobe. These days, we have an online portal called Canva. You can get a free account or you can get the Canva Pro, which is $18 a month or $17 a month. But what this allows you to do is actually edit your content. So you've got photos. You can see here a lot of what they do. It originally started creating content for social media. With the Canva Pro account, you can create content for, let's just say, Instagram. And if you have the Pro account, you can then resize it for any platform. So you can see here, design it once and then resize. So if you've got some really good imagery, but you want to put some context around it and put some text in there and jazz it up a little bit, then Canva is definitely the way to go. The reason that I recommend Canva is purely because you have a brand hub. Now you're part of a franchise, so you have specific brand guidelines that you have to stick to. Canva makes it easy for you in the fact that you can actually create your brand guide in here. So uploading the David Reed logo, the colors, and then fonts that are specific to David Reed Homes. So once you've got your brand guidelines set up, it takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. And at the end of the day, you're purely doing this to grow your business and to get your brand out into your local community. So you don't need to be worrying about what the actual sizes that you need for an Instagram story, or what size is a Facebook post, or even how to create a reel. If you've got your brand set up, you've got your imagery set up, then it is very, very easy to jump in and create some templates and start creating your content from here. There's a whole range of different media templates, but as far as creating some really good looking content, whether it is stories or even with your video, if you need to edit some of your video, you can do that in Canva as well. Now, let's just say you want to, as an example, create a reel. What you would do is go into your design, and you can see here straight away, putting in building a home. Here is a whole range of different templates that you can use as a guideline for your social media posts. And as long as it is aligning with the David Reed Homes brand, then actually creating content and making it look good is very, very easy. Canva is designed specifically to help small business owners create content. So whether you are using content that you have created or photos that you've taken yourself, or you choose to use any of the templates that are supplied, Canva is just another really good tool for you to have in your toolbox to help you create content and get in front of your ideal client and make sure that when you are showing up, you can show up consistently and looking incredibly professionally. Now, in the next video, I will be talking you through how to actually create video. So you'll have some great content that you can use inside of Canva.